are listening to the Real Truth Broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of broadcasting your gospel, and we're trusting that wherever this program is reaching, a precious Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to souls. We're so thankful that we know you see our congregation, you love each one, you're concerned about each one of them, and we're praying that you'll minister to them and help them according to their needs and make this broadcast a blessing to them. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let the gates of praise be open, shout it forth, the joy within. Shout it to him, the Lord has spoken, for he saves and keeps from sin. Praise him
full of gladness, which we joyfully proclaim. How it cheers the sad and lonely, how it magnifies his name.
Praise him,
the Psalms, we find many verses of Scripture that praises the Lord or exhorts us to praise the Lord. And the Apostle Paul, in his writings, said, "Whatever we do, do all to the glory of God." And the wise man Solomon said, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. It is in God that we live and move and have our being. Our very breath is given to us by God. So it is only proper and right that we should lift our voices in praise and thanksgiving, adoration, and worship to the true and the living God. Our subject for today's broadcast, Christ used his power to glorify the Father. And our text of scripture is taken out of St. John chapter 14 and verse 13. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Jesus came to earth to do the will of the Father, Paul said of Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. And so Christ used his power to glorify the Father. As we read in Matthew chapter 4, we find Jesus being tempted by Satan. Satan tempted him to turn stones into bread to eat. And of course, this was after Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and the Bible says he was hungry. And Satan, taking advantage of that, tempted the Lord Jesus to turn stones into bread. And of course, he could have made the finest bread you ever ate if he would have so desired. But he refused, even though he was hungry. Yet he fed the multitudes because he had compassion on them. Satan was told by the Lord, "Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." So he would not use his power for his own necessities, but he was willing to use his power to feed the multitudes, and he did so for the glory of God because he had compassion on them. And the second temptation that we read about in Matthew 4, Satan tempted him to jump off of the pinnacle of the temple to show his power over the elements. Now, of course, Jesus Christ could have done that, but he refused to draw attention to himself, yet used his power to still the storm for the disciples. Yes, he was willing to use his power over the elements for the benefit of others. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So Jesus told Satan in resisting this second temptation. And then Satan came again, tempting him with worldly riches, if he would fall down and worship him. Now, isn't that something? The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Yes, God created all things by Christ Jesus, and Christ was before all things. And yet here Satan is trying to tempt Jesus with worldly riches. And you know, Satan is very successful in doing that with many, many people. But Jesus Christ refused to accept Satan's proposition. And you notice what the condition was. Satan tempted him with worldly riches if he would fall down and worship him. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Jesus refused. Yet he gives us richly all things to enjoy. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship, was Jesus' reply to the devil. So in all three temptations, Jesus Christ refused to use his power or to be used in any way by Satan, and he defeated Satan by quoting the word of God. Oh yes, Satan quoted one scripture to Jesus, but he put the wrong interpretation upon it. He shall bear thee up with thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. That's the scripture he quoted to Jesus in the second temptation when he tried to get him to jump off of the pinnacle of the temple to show his power. But Jesus Christ came back with the word of God and defeated Satan. And that certainly is an example for us to follow today. Do not argue with Satan. Do not yield to his temptations, but use the word of God to defeat him, for the Lord has promised us power over all the power of the enemy. Now, Jesus forgives, and he heals the man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. There was a man who was unable to walk, and he was brought to the house where Jesus was there in Capernaum, but they were not able to get in, and so they went up on the roof, removed some of the roof, and they lowered this man down in the midst of Jesus, right at his feet, as it were. And Jesus said to him, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." And people murmured and complained and accused him of blaspheming. But Jesus said, "Which is easier, to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'?" And so Jesus forgives and heals the man sick of the palsy lying there on his bed. And he picked up his pallet and he left. And he arose and departed to his house, the scripture says. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God. Matthew chapter 9, verses 2 through 8. And of course, that is why Jesus Christ forgave the man and healed him, was for God to be glorified. And the people were. They marveled and they glorified God in what Jesus had done. Now, Jesus raised the widow's son. He was walking along with his disciples, and nearing the little village or town of Nain, here came a funeral train, as it were, out of the city. There at the gate, these men were carrying this widow's son out to bury him, her only son, possibly the only means of her livelihood. And when Jesus saw it, when the Lord saw her, he said unto her, "Weep not." Now, here's this widow was following her son out to burial, and she was weeping, naturally. And Jesus said to her, "Weep not." And then turning to the young man that was lying there on whatever they were carrying him, dead. And Jesus said, "Young man, I say unto you, arise." And he that was dead sat up, and there came a fear on all, and they glorified God. Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 16. A woman, bound by a spirit of infirmity and bowed over, walked in a bowed over condition for 18 years. And Jesus saw her and had compassion on her. "Woman," he said to her, "thou art loosed from thine infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Luke chapter 13, verses 11 through 13. Our subject today is Christ used his power to glorify the Father. And so when this woman, who had walked in a bowed over condition for 18 years, was made well and she stood up straight, she glorified God. There were 10 lepers standing off a distance from Jesus, and they called to him, and he asked them what they desired, and they said that they wanted to be healed. And so Jesus said, "Go, show yourself to the priest." That was a requirement of the old covenant law. Whenever one was recovered from leprosy, he was to go to the priest. The priest was to pronounce him whole, and they were to make a sacrifice before they were permitted to re-enter society. And so Jesus said to these 10 lepers, "Go, show yourself to the priest." And they turned to go. And as they obeyed the voice of the Lord and had faith in what he said, all 10 of them were made whole. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. So we read in Luke chapter 17 and verse 15, "And who was the one that turned back? A despised Samaritan. The other 9 went on their way. But this one, when he saw he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God." We are also told that Jesus had compassion on the multitudes. Great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to walk, to be made whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. So we read in Matthew chapter 15, verses 30 and 31. Pilate, when after Jesus was arrested in the garden and was taken and questioned, and then Pilate found out that Herod was there in the city of Jerusalem at the time, and that Jesus was of Galilee, Pilate sent Jesus to Herod. And Herod was glad to see him, because he wanted to see Jesus work a miracle. But Jesus would not. He did not do those things for show, but the glory of God. Even on the cross, he thought of others while he was there suffering, the crown of thorns on his head, his back having been lacerated and beaten, and there he was, nailed to that old rugged cross, suffering crucifixion, yet he thought of others. There were two there on crosses, one on each side of him. At first, it seems that both of them railed on Jesus, but then one changed his attitude, he changed his mind, and he rebuked the other one. He told the other one, "We're here because we deserve to be, but this man has done no evil. He does not deserve to be here." And he said to the middle man on the middle cross, "When you come into your kingdom, remember me." And Jesus said to him, "This day shalt thou be with me in paradise." As Jesus was hanging there on the cross, suffering so greatly, he looked down and he saw two individuals standing down there. One was his mother, and the other one was John. And Jesus said to the woman, "Behold thy son." And he said to John, "Behold thy mother." In other words, he gave John the responsibility of looking after his mother. Now, Jesus was the firstborn. Jesus was not the only child that Mary had. Contrary to what a large religious organization wants you to believe, he was the firstborn of Mary, and Joseph did know her after Jesus was born. He did not know her until Jesus was born, but they had children, and Jesus was the oldest, and it is apparent that Joseph had died, and Jesus, being the older of the family, was responsible to look after his mother. When he moved from Nazareth down to Capernaum, he took his mother with him, and he provided her a place to live. He was responsible to do so. The old covenant law required that, and Jesus was at that time, of course, living under the old covenant, and so he gave John the responsibility of looking after his mother. So there on the cross, he forgave the thief and told him, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise," and he told John to take care of his mother. Thus, his life of service to others is an example to all. The Church of God is called to serve, not to be served. "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." So the Apostle Paul wrote the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May they be affected by the scriptures given and by the thoughts presented. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. trust that our broadcast service has been a blessing to you. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to a number of our broadcasts there on our webpage at your convenience. You may also join us in our Sunday services. Our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. And our services are broadcast live over the Internet at that time. And, of course, I speak of Eastern Time, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to today's broadcast, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.